Blog Talk.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. I'm your host, M. Giracondio. This is a special segment of Blog Talk Hollywood. And you heard it. I say special because we have a special guest tonight. Yes. And I don't know, you guys, if you're a huge fan of Marvel Universe, and I'm becoming one. And when, you know, when you're really like getting to know there's characters, you're into it. But with our guest, he's the part of behind the scenes of Marvel Universe. And I met him in person while I was in Los Angeles in La La Land. Yes. And he's one of the awardees for the Filipino-American Press Club of California. Now, without further ado, please welcome to our show, Anthony Francisco.
Hey, hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm super, super proud of you just to see your credentials. And, you know, I've met you in person with another awardees whom I met and a huge fan of Lumpia. But yeah. Janelle, so he's next. He's my next victim. for the show. Yes. So now I know many people are like a huge fan. I mean, did it change your life being part of the Marvel Universe, Marvel Studio families?
Yeah, in a way it did. I think it, you know, I was able to reach more people with my art, especially once the Dora Milaje design I did went viral. For Okoye, the general for the Black Panther army. And when that went viral, I think that's when I started reaching more people. Because, you know, I've been doing this concept art visual development for about 2 years already. And 9 of those years was in Marvel. So it did pretty much change my life.
Absolutely. Hopefully. Yeah, and now since you are part of the, hold on, I think we have some interruption.
Oh.
Yeah, one moment, please.
Yes. Hold on.
Oh, it's the other phone. Is that Janelle? Oh.
Let's continue with our conversation. Now, Anthony, thank you for saying that. Now, share us your childhood and growing up. I know I heard this before this conversation. You came here in the United States when you were 17. We're the same. I came here when I was 17. That was like 20 years, 26 years ago. Can you share us your experience like growing up in the Philippines and, you know, your assimilation here in the United States?
Well, it was, of course, since I was already older, coming here was kind of difficult. I had a lot of my friends in the Philippines, and I also had a girlfriend at that time, and that was heartbreaking. And the thing is, the funny thing is, my parents never said that you could always fly back to the Philippines. In my head, it's like, this is forever. Because, you know, we didn't make a lot of money. How will I get the money to get to the Philippines? So right away, I wasn't in this, like, in a better mindset where I could just save money. Eventually, I'll save enough to go to the Philippines. But yeah, that was really difficult. Coming here, I didn't know anybody. I played basketball. Luckily, there's a basketball court close by, so I play basketball every now and then. I'd meet newer friends there. I meet some other Filipinos. But you know, when you're new, there's a clicky nature sometimes, you know, like some people think that, you know, why are you hanging out with us? You know, that kind of stuff. Cause you're new, you're fresh off the boat. But at the same time, since my mom taught me English from the beginning, I spoke pretty good English. And I actually learned more Tagalog when I got here. So that was funny where I spoke like I've been here for a while, but I haven't. So it's like confusing to some people. But luckily I made some friends from basketball and there's more stuff though. There's more stuff I could get into. I was like, I met some gang members, you know, and then we're from the Filipino side of gangs, from the Hispanic side gangs. It's 92, so it was like the height of gang stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well said. Now, being a visual artist in Marvel Studios, is it really your dream or to be in that industry, and who influences you?
I realize, you know, now that I've been in the industry for a while, I've always liked art, but I think I wanted to be a director, you know?
A director.
Yeah. So now I understand that that's what I wanted to be, but I didn't realize that that's what I wanted to be, like a storyteller, you know? So when I do art, my art has a story. And then when I do character designs, I tell a story within the character design. And then it was easier, so I kind of fell into that early on. Plus, you know, I'm bad with math and I, you know, don't want to do anything else.
So, well, everyone does. It's like math is like the most, I should say, I don't know. It's the most hate. I can say most hated subject. Math. Yes.
For creatives.
Now, having said that, Anthony, I'm glad you mentioned that you want to be a storyteller. Now you're doing it in a big way. Now I will ask you this. When was your first ever big break in Hollywood?
My big break in Hollywood, I think first ever, I got to work on this film called Bubble Boy, Jack Gyllenhaal. I helped design the bubble for that film.
Wow, that's amazing. Actually, I love that film.
Oh, you do? Yes, that's my favorite.
That's amazing. Like, how is it like when you found out that, oh, you're going to be designing for us and you can see your design in a big screen? What was your reaction back then?
I was just amazed. You know, when I was working on it it was called ADI, Amalgamated Dynamics Incorporated, was the special effects company that hired me. And when I was working in their gallery room and seeing all the, you know, prosthetics, it's a special effects company. They have all these monsters all around me. And while I'm drawing, it's almost like, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. You know, it's like, this is fun. It's not work. And it made me feel guilty that I'm getting paid for it. But I realized that's your like insecurity, you know, or my lack of information, I guess, my naivete, and that no, people get paid a lot to design stuff. It's hard to come up with designs, you know, especially just crazy creature designs and stuff. Would you like to hear the story of how I got my job?
Yes, very much so. Our viewers and our audience, absolutely.
Okay, so I was going to PCC first to take some illustration classes, and I took no other subjects except all art, right? I think it wasn't really giving me everything I wanted because it wasn't film yet. And then I found this little pamphlet of this school called Associates in Art, and I went to visit it. And when I went to visit it, it turns out all the teachers there were professionals in the industry. Yeah, whether animation, you know, or it's mostly animation, actually, and illustration and movie posters. But then I kind of accidentally came into this room with this sculptor. His name was Jordi Shell, and he was sculpting a little bust of a troll creature bust. Bust meaning it's just head and shoulders. Mm-hmm. So he did it in 2 hours, and I was like, holy moly, this is amazing. And I found out there's a job, a creature design job. Like, there's a job like that? I go, what the?
Yeah. That's crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then he opened his own school. So when he opened his school, I went there to his open house, and he invited some guests. And one of those guests is Alec Gillis. So Alec Gillis owns, together with John, Tom Woodruff, they own Amalgamated Dynamics, ADI. ADI did special effects for Starship Troopers, Alien Resurrection, you know, those kind of movies. So I had
that was like in 90s, you know, that was like a huge movie, Starship Troopers. Yeah. I had the chance to interview Casper Van Dien. Yeah,
he's man. Cool on that one. Yeah.
Yes.
I guess
so that's amazing. Now, actually my question is supposed to be like, you know, that, like, where did you go to school? So I'm glad you touch on that.
Yeah, I didn't go to school. I didn't finish, actually. I didn't go to Pasadena. I went there for a little bit. Well, when I went to this vocational school, then that's the one that really got me. But the crazy part is, I'll make the story a little bit faster. So when I talked to, I had a friend with me there talking to Alec. So he's a little more braver guy. So he was talking to him a little more. And I was in the background trying to see if I could, you know, go in and talk. And then I'm like shy, you know. And then Alec came to me and he goes, hey, you, are you also an artist? And I said, yes, I am. And but I didn't have like my portfolio, nothing. So do you have your portfolio? Yeah. I was like, I don't have my portfolio. And I think my friend saved me. And he goes, no, you have your portfolio. It's at Art Center, right? It's being reviewed. And then you'll get it back in 2 weeks. And I go, yeah, I'll get it back in 2 weeks. And, you know, okay, when you get back your portfolio, come to the office and let's schedule a meeting for me to see your stuff. And I was like, oh, shit. And then and for 2 weeks, I was like drawing all day, all night, all day, just trying to put together.
Oh, my gosh. That's a crazy story. That's really inspiring.
Yeah, but then nobody called me. And right away, I thought, oh, this is bad. They don't like me. They don't, you know, I was giving myself false narrative. Like this insecurity, right? But instead of feeling bad, I don't know, I got over it and I was able to call them. So when I called them, I said, hey, and it turns out they just forgot. So he's just, you know, he just forgot. Come on, come down. And then I came down there and Alec was looking at my stuff. And then what's funny is he's looking at my portfolio that I put together all nice and clean. And he was looking through it and he looked like he wasn't impressed at all. And then he said, oh, what do you think about this? What do you think? And then he gave me one more chance. I think I wasn't going to get hired, but he gave me one more chance. He said, Anthony, do you have your sketchbook with you? And then I have my sketch. I have two of my sketchbooks. And that, after I gave that to him, he went through it and he seen all my notes. He's seen my shape design, my development of my characters. And that's when he got impressed and then he wanted to hire me. So he hired me on the spot because of that. My
awesome.
Sketch.
And what project is this? Or this is the school?
No, that project was for Bubble Boy.
Yes, amazing. That's awesome. Now, let's bring in our guest interviewer, Janet from Sacramento. Janet, let's see. Is she here?
There you go.
Beautiful.
Hi.
Janet.
Yes.
Janet, ask the question. I know you have. Thank you so much for being our guest interviewer. Can you ask our question to our guest, Anthony?
Of course, it's been an honor to be part of your show, MJ. Thank you. Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, my question is, have you created any new characters on the Marvel Universe since pandemic?
Oh, yeah. Since the
that's a cool question. Thanks, Janet.
Oh, of course. Thanks
for asking that. During the pandemic, you know, I was fortunate enough, I didn't get let go, you know, because people were getting let go left and right during that time. But we're I'm part of the Marvel Studios visual development team, and we're like an integral part at the studio because we help create the heroes and villains of all the MCU. So during the pandemic, one of my favorite things I worked on is Namor for Black Panther 2. They call him Namor now, right? Namor.
And
And I was working on three projects at the same time. It was Black Panther 2, Ant-Man 3, and Captain Marvel 2, Marvels. I can't say what I designed for Marvel since it hasn't been announced, but I can say I also designed for Ant-Man, I also designed a MODOK.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's wow. Amazing. Now, Janet will be back in a little bit. Thank you so much for that question, Janet. Now let's talk about this interesting character, Anthony.
Yes.
You talk about this during the award show that we are Groots. And I know this is a very close to your heart about Groots. And it's amazing. This is really inspiring story because you share us the story about this.
Sorry. My car. The lights went off. So I had to say. Okay. So the character that you were talking about is Baby Groot.
Baby Groot. So,
Baby Groot. Yes. And there's different versions of him because he's been growing up in the MCU. He started off with the Groot in the pot and all the way to Teen Groot. So Baby Groot and then Teen Groot in Infinity War. So I designed all those Groots.
Amazing. And then you based it out of your kids.
My kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's based off my son when he was 4 years old because pretty much Baby Groot's body is my son's body. I just copied it exactly. So
oh
I would...
My gosh.
Even his eyes and shape of his head. You know, if you saw a picture of my son at that age and you saw Baby Groot running, you'd think, you know, you'd see it clearly, you know.
So it's amazing then that Baby Groot is already representing the Filipino identity. Because many people wouldn't know that. And I did not know that.
Yeah, I would tease people and say, you know, since I used my son for it and I used the Balita tree, you know, as inspiration, and put that together and created the design for Baby Groot, then he must be Filipino. It's like,
yes,
representation.
Absolutely. They just don't know it. And it's more of the like a mainstream acceptance.
Yeah. He's a little brown boy. I mean, think about it. Little brown wooden boy.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing story about Baby Groot. Now, Anthony, can you share us a life lesson that to our audience?
Life lesson. You know, there's so many in my career and just trying to just adapt and overcome from adversity. And it is somewhat cliche saying, you know, you have to believe in yourself. You know, and just persevere and understand that it's a process and, you know, visualize where you want to go, have a goal. But I think one of the most important things to be is to be patient with yourself. You know, allow yourself to fail. Failing is a way of learning and just like give it your all. You only have one life to live. You know, it's like you can't let anybody else decide for you. There's so many of those instances in my life where I'm trying to do this thing and someone else tells me, oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Luckily, you're not me. You know, so otherwise, you won't get anywhere. You know, there's just a lot of stuff like that that's happened. So just, you know, if things are getting you down and your environment is toxic, just change your environment, be around the people that help encourage you. That's another important part that I've learned.
That is very beautiful, Anthony. And I'm glad that you're sharing this to all our audience. Now, let's go in the fun part. Let's bring back Janet. Janet, yeah. Are you there? I know she got an amazing question. Janet, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Anthony. What are the three fun facts about you?
Three fun facts. Oh,
fun
man.
Facts.
Yes.
Three fun facts about me. What's fun? I was just saying, I love my family so much. Oh, I love jiu-jitsu. I love that sport, that martial art. I am a big fan of Bruce Lee. Ever since I was younger, that's the guy that kind of made, I think he represents a lot of Asians and making you believe you could make it in that industry. And one other fun fact, I want to be a director. Well, I said that earlier. That's not really a different.
No, it's basically happening already because you're telling the story. So, but you want to produce your own movie that you're directing it, correct?
Yes, yes.
You'll never know. It might happen in the near future.
Yeah, next year.
Yes.
I'm going to start a short film soon. Oh, you're in mute.
Hold on.
I'm actually developing my a few IPs, ideas. Summer Filipino Folklore and others are animated series and a few more things that I can't wait to share.
Absolutely. And where can they find you, Anthony, on social media?
So you could see most of my work at Instagram, Anthony_Francisco_art. And on Twitter, it's art_AF_. And I'm also on YouTube, just Anthony Francisco Artist. And you could just search me on Google and I'm sure you'll find a lot of interviews I've done for Looper and for different platforms like BuzzFeed. That's actually the article for BuzzFeed for My Dorm Melage. That's the one that blew up, that went viral the first time. That's how I got a little bit more known.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun for me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm your host, Enjoy Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show where blogging meets podcasting.